So where was I? Oh, right. Yeah, so I knocked on the door. I mean, I knew she must still be in there, with her legs spread wide and that pussy just dripping. I mean, there's no way you come like that and just recover so quickly. And I could hear her scrambling around, so I decided to slide my key. That delightful master key that I have into the lock and start turning it. And I open the door. And there is a very flushed girl. Petite, dark hair. Her face bright red. She wasn't still naked, but she didn't think to hide the wet spot on the bed, and as soon as my eyes went there, so did hers, and I could see the absolute mortification in that girl. She was so mortified, and I just gave her a look. I thought everybody was supposed to be out of here, I said to her. And she was standing there very nervously with a hand behind her back. And she started stammering, and she said very sweetly, she was clearly not only mortified, but a very shy girl. And she said, I just needed to come back for something. Now, thankfully, I closed the door behind me. Not that there was another living soul in the whole floor, but I advanced on her and looked her dead in the eyes and said, Oh, really? What is it you came back for? What's behind your back? And she gulped big. Straight out of a cartoon. It was hilarious. Her eyes were so huge. And I put on my big voice. Show me, I said. And without hesitation, she brought her hand around. And in it was one of the biggest vibrators I think I've ever seen. And all I could think was, damn. Can't believe that fits in a tiny little girl. But then I thought about it and was just completely turned on. I mean, it didn't hurt that I had been masturbating in the hallway just moments earlier. So I took a step closer. Are you saying you left that here and you needed to come back for it? Yes, ma'am. She said quickly. It sounds to me like it's something you enjoy. Why would you leave it here? Well, ma'am, I'm not allowed to have toys like this at home. Ah, I see. So you thought you would just leave it here? Yes, ma'am. Oh, that makes you sad, doesn't it? Yes, ma'am. You know, when we clean up everything over the summer, we'll throw it away when we find it. Yes, ma'am. The poor girl looked so brokenhearted. Listen, I'll tell you what. You're coming back in the fall, aren't you? Yes? She said, her eyes starting to light up a little. How about I hold on to it for you? And in September, when you show back up on campus, you come by my office and I'll give it to you. Ma'am? You would do that for me? Well, not for nothing. I'd like a little something in return. Yes, ma'am? I want you to show me Show me how you like to use it. Ma'am? She was so confused and scared. But I could tell. It mustn't have been easy for her to muster up the courage to purchase this vibrator, and I think she had grown pretty attached to it. So, she gulped. I can do that, ma'am. Right now? Yes, right now, I told her. I know you're all worked up already, and so am I. So go ahead. Lay back down on that bed. Show me. And she did. Laying back on the bed, spreading her legs wide. She looked so good. Those long, tanned legs. The little tan lines from her flip-flops. And then she spread her legs wide and no panties. Under that short, frilly skirt. Or rather, I saw the panties on the floor. She hadn't had time to get to them. I picked up her panties and dangled them from my finger. Go on, I said, bringing the panties to my nose and taking a deep breath. She'd definitely been wet before she even took the panties off. Probably imagining how she was going to fuck herself so hard with no roommate to worry about. You don't have to hold back, I told her. You can come as loud as you want. There's nobody around. Okay, ma'am, she said, looking up at me with those big brown eyes. She looks so good. And then she bit her lip. Closed her eyes. Started to run her hands over her body. And she turned the vibrator on and rubbed it over her clit. I could see those little legs of hers jumping. Trembling. I knew I kind of looked like a creep standing there, sniffing her panties and watching her with her legs spread wide. I wanted so much to grab that toy and fuck her senseless, but I didn't know quite how far I could trust her. It's not like I caught her with anything truly illegal. It didn't take her long to get into it. Before I knew it, she was thrusting that big, thick dildo in and out of her tight little pussy. I could see the wetness all over her lips, her upper thighs. She was dripping. And at this point, she had opened her eyes again. She was looking at me. She had this look on her face, like she couldn't believe it was happening, that someone else was finally witnessing her orgasm. And of all people, it was a woman several years older than her. A woman of authority. A stranger. I could tell it was exciting. That it excited her to know that a stranger, a female, was watching her come. She locked eyes with me as she thrust the toy deeper and harder inside of herself, and I could tell she was getting close. I could feel my own pussy dripping in response to her. "So you're gonna come for me?" I asked her. She didn't speak, she just nodded, unable to take her eyes away from mine. She began to move the toy even more frantically, deeper, harder. I could see her pussy was clenching tight around it. Her moans were getting louder, her breath so ragged. And then all of a sudden, she was screaming and squirting all over the bed. So wet. So fucking sexy. And afterwards, she lay there trembling for just a moment. And then she looked at me. She pulled the toy out. I held out my hand. She gave me the toy. "Will that be all, ma'am?" "For now," I said. "Are you leaving today?" She nodded quickly. "Then I'll see you in the fall, won't I?" She nodded with another big smile. She went to grab her panties from me, and I shook my head. "I'll be keeping these. You can pick them up in September." She blushed a bright red, but nodded and walked out the door. And I stood there, and I licked that toy clean, tasting all her juices and cum, until I couldn't stand it anymore. And I laid down on the bed and fucked myself with a toy. Yeah, that was a good day.